Hello and welcome to a podcast. Have you heard of those? They're this thing where people talk and then other people listen. And that's good because we're all so lonely. But I don't mean that in a sad way. I mean that in like just that's the facts, you know? Facts can be sad, but they can also just be facts. So let's look at it through that perspective of, you know, science. I just made dinner. It was not good. I'm upset. I made Kalila's chicken thigh recipe. I had high hopes. So if you haven't been following the chicken thigh gate of 2023, I made a TikTok when I first got to New York earlier this cold spring and of me making the chicken thighs. And there were so many comments like, bitch, do you know what seasoning is? Holy shit, you did not sear them at all. Like, people were coming for me in the comments in the best way, which made me realize, oh, when someone comes for you in the comments, it could actually be a beautiful thing where they're trying to help your life. And it was beautiful. So it was gorgeous. And so I'm like, tonight was my redemption night. I went to this really fancy market, bought like the highest quality ingredient version of each ingredient for my chicken thighs, the celery, the carrots, the cabbage, the onions, the ginger, the chicken thighs. I think that's it. Oh, I got like a, you know, fancy bone broth and I seared them. But then when I put them in the stew, they became unseared. And bitch, I fucking seasoned them. I put a ton of garlic, whatever. It just didn't work out. And this is one of those nights where I feel this feeling that is so recurring in my life, which is, hey, you're just not going to get there. Hey, like, it's not for you. It's just not going to work out for you, which is such a classic, clear example of like how we create our own beliefs about ourselves. Like, if I'm like, I'm just bad at sports, like, then my brain, one, that may be very true, but then my brain will like reinforce it. And so it is like this form of reinforcing negative shit, but it's so real sometimes. Like, I have tried multiple times. I keep feeling it making these fucking stupid chicken thighs and I'm mad. You know why I'm mad? Because I didn't like how they turned out. And then I didn't really eat a lot of it. So then I just like ate every little sweet thing I could find after because I was clearly still hungry. Whatever. This is like, you know, we're just getting into like a person with a weird relationship with food. Who doesn't have one of those though? CC Frito-Lay. Thanks for the memories. But I'm just in a mood over that. And this is partially a live stream, this podcast that I do on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 on an app called Amp. And if you were here earlier, I was bitching about my period. I just am like at such a loss. Again, not exactly what I'm sure you're like wanting to turn on and listen to a podcast from a comedian you like or dislike, whatever. But the period, the woman's menstrual cycle is becoming overwhelming to me. I cannot believe what it does. I cannot believe the weeks leading up to my period, how I feel like a balloon, a sick balloon. Then day one hits, there's that relief that I can deflate a little, but my pain was so bad, I had to take prescription pain medication, which I really don't like to do, but I was just like, I don't want to lose this day. Like, it hit on Sunday. The period dropped on Sunday, and I was really looking forward to like having this wonderful, lovely day off, and I was going to like do some planting. And that's right, I was getting back to my garden era. Hello, COVID. Remember me? And I was so pissed. I was like, no, I'm not letting this fucking monthly piece of shit hormonal fucking curse ruin my day off. So I was like, I'm going in for the kill. I'm taking the heavy pill, the big dogs, the painkillers that ruin people's lives. Like, I don't care. I'm doing it. And I did, and it did save the day, but I'm still resentful as fuck. And I just, I try. Oh my, wait. Okay. Well, I'll tell you the funny story part first. So last night, Dave and I were sitting on the couch. We've been watching this CNN documentary about the Kennedy family. It's on Max app, formerly known as HBO Max. But we're sitting there and I'm like, Dave, I cannot tell you, like, having a period, it's so disgusting. And he looks at me and he's like, are you wearing my boxers? And I was like, yeah, sorry. To me, that was really funny. But it's funny to say something funny and then you're in a room by yourself and no one is laughing except for you. And so you're like, oh, did I just bomb? But it doesn't really matter. Anyway, I know what it's like to bomb. I do it consistently. So you know what I mean? Like when you try new stuff or when you just say your joke bad or like the crowd hates you, like love to bomb. Once you're like used to bombing on stage, nothing really hurts that much. So it's pretty good. Anyway, lost my train of thought, but, it must have been period stuff. We're watching the Kennedys. There's so much there with the Kennedys. I look at men and I'm like, you guys, oh my God, like your body doesn't go through these horrible, we're a different person every week. Like we have four different personalities because of these hormones. And just the more I pay attention, the worse off I am. It's like when someone says like, don't go looking into those files, you won't like what you see. That's how I feel about the more I pay attention to this fucking menstrual cycle. I'm like, oh, I'm just, I know I've said this on this podcast before, but it's like, I'm just meant to like lay down and be bred. And the thing that blows my mind the most is that as women, there's 1 week a month where we're literally meant to lay down and be served chocolates. And that doesn't happen societally at that level. So imagine biologically you're meant to lay down and be served chocolates, but it's not happening on the outside world. Like that's just, that is a problem. Anyway, I don't know where I've been the last 50 years, but I cannot believe the drama of the Kennedy family. It's so sad. I never thought I would sit there and watch this like rich, all-American, powerful family and be gasping in sadness. And now we all know there's like tragedy and stuff, but I don't know. It's just you. Oh my God. And I did not realize like Jackie Kennedy was so pretty. Her like little smile and her teeth. Like I just think she's so cute and didn't realize that John, you know, the baby John, the baby JFK, did not realize he was literally like the definition of an attractive man. Had no idea. So that was interesting. I do want to take this opportunity to let you guys know I'm adding a lot of stand-up shows. And currently, well, very soon, New York City is happening. I added a show. They're all almost sold out. So if you're coming to New York shows, get your tickets now. We're getting very close. It's going to be July 19th through 23rd at Joe's Pub. Tickets at estheronice.com. I fucking love New York. I'm going to give you guys to a few of my spots in New York for while you're there. And then Boston, DC, Chicago. Holy shit. Those will definitely sell out. And I'm adding San Diego, I'm adding San Jose, I'm adding Oxnard, a lot of West Coast spots. I'm adding Irvine on the West Coast. And did I say San Diego? Anyways, you can get tickets to all of those at estheronice.com. And my podcast with Rick is launching next week. Oh God, no comment. Like, you can find that on YouTube. It's going to be called Rick and Esther Have a Time. I'm at a loss for words. I don't even know how it's like one day I feel really great about it. The next day I'm like, what was that? Train wreck. So I just cannot wait for that podcast to go public and to get the public opinion and for you guys to either hate it and stop doing it, or you guys love it and somehow it becomes worth our time and then I'm trapped with Rick forever. Like, either way, there's good and there's bad. So I'm just like, there's a lot of anticipation for me for this launch. But I ultimately do think we're making something funny and I am excited to share it with people. That is also true. All those things can be true at the same time. Okay. And I believe those Irvine and all those newer dates will go on sale within the next week or so. I will let you guys know when those tickets go on sale, but a lot of those tickets are already on sale. Okay, let's talk about New York for a second, because I have some real winning spots there, and these are places that I will be hitting up when I go back forever. So let's start big. Let's start with the coffee shop that shaped the person that I am to be today. And it's in Soho, kind of. It might be considered Nolita. Heard of it? It's called Cafe Integral. And it's, I think, is it on Elizabeth Street? No. Is it on Prince Street? It's on one of those streets. Now I'm confused. But Cafe Integral. And it is one of my favorite coffee shops on the planet. It's not my number one, but it is like one of them. And it's definitely my number one in New York City. When I tell you I went every day, when I tell you the staff knows me, but they knew my face to the point where I would be walking down a different part of New York on the street and I'd see one of the staff members and we'd say hi. But it's called Cafe Integral. I first learned about it from Todd Berry. I can't believe I'm not gatekeeping this. It's like, it's really, this is an intense moment of sharing for a little half only child. No, but you guys know I always share everything with you. But there's two orders to get. First of all, the star of the show is the house-made almond milk. Todd Berry, who told me about the coffee shop, funny comedian, obviously you know him, he doesn't even get the almond milk, which I find to be the star of the show. So that tells me that the black coffee is really special, but that's not even part of it for me. That was just his part of it. So I get the iced almond milk latte. I would also get it hot. It's very good. Or the horchata latte is the same thing, but it's the same house-made almond milk, but with like a cinnamon, you know, a horchata vibe. Now, let's talk about something important. There is a Cafe Integral in Los Angeles. It's downtown and it's in a hotel. I can't remember which hotel, but it is downtown LA. They don't make the house-made almond milk there. I've asked them why. They said it doesn't get enough business. I don't know. I've done the research. One of my imaginary friends went there, found out they didn't have it. I asked the owner why not. So that's hard, because if you're in LA, you're just out of luck. You have to fly to New York to get this latte. So, you know, either fly to New York, get the latte, come to a show, or, you know, you could just wait till you're in New York to get the latte. You don't have to fly there for it tomorrow, but I'm just giving you that option. Coffee, you're covered. Now, I'm trying to think if I even have a backup coffee option there, and there is not one coming to mind. So now let's talk food. There's two of the best restaurants I've ever been to in the world. These are not the kinds of recommendations I typically like to give because they're not meant for daily consumption. I really only like to talk about things that I can get every day, that I can binge out and ruin, grind it, you know, whatever. But these are not like that because they're too popular. You cannot get in. They're fine dining and it's just too competitive. And I'm willing to share this information with you at my own risk because I don't care. They're so good and I would rather you guys get to try it than me honestly going over every night. I need to let go. So the first one, also these are on like, they're not like secrets. Dave would be like making fun. He's like, everyone knows about these, but okay. The first one is called Foul Witch. And that one is, I still to this day don't even really understand how to get a reservation there. It's very competitive. So if you can't get in, like, don't hate yourself. Like I, it's very hard. But they make this like chicory root salad that is really good. They make this thing called fire and ice, which is just cheese, bread, and like spicy sausage, whatever. It's just so good. Those are kind of, oh, there's like this mushroom dish too that's really good. Foul Witch, Lower East Side or East Village, I don't remember. Then equally as important, Eyval, E-Y-V-A-L in Brooklyn, believe it or not. Drag my ass out to Brooklyn for this restaurant thrice and we'll be doing it again. It's Persian. It's actually my favorite meal I've ever had in my whole life. And I would actually say with here, you don't need to have specific menu recs. Everything is good. But that said, the chicken, the whipped feta spread, what else? What's coming to, oh my God, the salad that has dates and like tahini, whatever in it. Everything though. Like it's, another thing that New York restaurants do a lot, which I hadn't really noticed ever in LA, was a lot of mocktails. And I remember having some great mocktails at Eyval. So just information for you to make your life better, hopefully. And I would say those are like the three most important things. Now let's talk about, you know, we're in the hot girl conversation. So let's talk about workouts. Obviously in New York, like walking is my workout. That's, I'm not one of those assholes that thinks walking isn't a workout. Like fuck off. Well, no, just go in peace. But like, you're wrong. Walking is a workout. Say it with me. Walking, it's a workout. I'm not going to feel any less or any more about that. But there's a Pilates studio I've always really liked. I've been going there on and off, you know, since even before my last trip there. They just nail the vibes. They have really nice machines. It's just very cool girl energy in there, and it's called New York Pilates. Now, to a local New Yorker, they might be like, that place is lame, it's cheesy. I'll tell you this, it's way too expensive. It is way too expensive, but I have noticed that like they have a lot of sales. But anyways, when I'm in New York, they have like a lot of locations, which I particularly appreciate because I am always staying in a different neighborhood. So there, you know, there's always kind of one nearby. Now, also when I get to New York, I'll talk, you know, I think I'm going to be taking 3 dance classes and pull out whatever and doing all this shit. I may very well, because I'm going to, you know, be there for a while in July, I may very well not even do a single one, but that's my personal Pilates spot. Now, I weirdly am not like a big shopping girl, but I do. Oh, I mean, look, the Italian restaurant Ruby Rosa, everyone knows about it. It's good, but it's just like a shout out. This is not like you have to go. Like it's always so busy. That's a thing. Like when places are busy, I'm like, what good really are you? Oh, but I will say a dessert for me in the West Village, I believe, Culture. It's a frozen yogurt place, but they use like real good shit. Like I think they use real Greek yogurt. I'm not sure, but that also became a regular spot for me and Dave. Like, oh, And one night they had lychee flavor. And I think me and Dave were just about to like pass away. But I also like their original, like I love a tart, you know, like an OG pink berry. But this I would say is like so much creamier and denser than pink berry. That was like a winning dessert for me in New York, probably my favorite. But that's because I'm like into a tart and sweet, plain, creamy, delicious froyo. That's just kind of who I am. Okay. Okay. Some recs in that like fast casual, you know, which is really my sweet spot. But I did get sick of these ultimately after 2 months staying there. First is Dig, just D-I-G. That's a chain. It's a lot of places. This is like Panera on like hot girl steroids. I love their kale Caesar, their chicken, their sweet potatoes, their cauliflower with Parmesan. Like, it's just like you get a bowl, you get sides, you get a main. Fucking, I love this. This is my meal. I could eat this every night. I mean, I did. I also, when I'm in New York, I do a lot of sugarfish and kazu nori post-mating. I know that's like tacky, but and also it's in LA, so what am I doing? It's just a part of my routine, like especially when I do a show and then, you know, I'm on my way home and I just want to like have a night in on my bed eating sushi. That's a big move for me. But again, if you're an LA person, like you don't need to go to New York and Postmates sugarfish. That's psycho, but that is what I do. Another honorable mention, Springbone Kitchen. They're known for their bone broth. I like this bowl that they make that's like called Grandma's Chicken and Rice Bowl. It's fine. I loved it. Then after like having it 3 times, I was like, I don't know how good this is, but Dig is better. But I did want to shout out Springbone Kitchen because I could totally see myself getting that again. An honorable mention is Kiki's, a Greek spot, which I want to say is like, is that in Chinatown? I don't know. But New York really got me going on Greek food. Like a fucking Greek salad with a huge ass hunk of feta is really a part of the culture in New York in a way where I just don't experience that in LA. So just like any Greek spot, a Greek salad, some chicken, like, ooh. Also, Ruby's. Ruby's is a chain. I would say it's a tier above fast casual, but below fine dining. And it's like an Australian spot. You cannot go wrong at Ruby's. Like, it is just... It is probably... I would call it a hot girl spot, but it's probably like a little played out. But yet it's such a staple. It almost is for me on like an Air One level where, yes, it's played out. So you're not like bragging about going there. But it's so solid and so good, you're not going to stop going there. And I feel like that's a spot where I go there and I can order anything on the menu. And I'm happy. I'm leaving in a good mood. It's also very important for me to say that I'm sure there's people listening to this who are New Yorkers who know better than me. Please hit me up. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing right. Like this is the most of a conversation that could ever be. Like I want to know what you guys think. I want to know where I'm right, where I'm wrong. Also, I'm curious, like around Joe's Pub where the show is, I don't know of much. Well, it's all right there. But if you have spots you want to recommend to the Esther Girlies, you know, for around Joe's Pub, let me know. I'll share them with everyone. Like, I'm so excited to make this like a summer event. Also, it's my shows are right around when the Barbie movie comes out. So, you know, that's just, it's all coming together. And, oh, for hotels, I have a couple hotels to speak on. One that I really like that I find to be the, from what I've found, this meets the criteria of both affordable and nice enough is the Freehand. And it's like a little bit, it's not in Midtown. I think it's like in Chelsea or something like that. But the Freehand is a good, solid hotel. Again, if you're a New Yorker and you're like, this, if you have other recs in that, like, you know, not crazy overpriced, but still nice, do let me know because I'm always looking for that. And then I also like the Ludlow, the Bowery. I've never stayed at the Bowery, but I know it's supposed to be really nice. And I always view the Ludlow as like the little sister of the Bowery, like maybe not as nice, but definitely still really nice and expensive, but not as expensive. So I like that spot. And then the new hotel that I went to completely spoil myself and like ball out hard when I went to New York for a weekend with my mom, was Nine Orchard. I would not go there for a long stay. But it is really nice. It is just really cute, boutique-y, but awesome. Yeah, it's called Nine Orchard, and I loved that hotel. So again, if you're looking to like go big, but then also people might listen to this and be like, no, that's not the place where you go big. So again, it's New York. A lot of people have a lot of opinions. I am so in love with the city. I want to say that I'm an expert, but I'm just not. Like, I have not lived there for 14 years the way I have in LA, where I do feel like I have more expertise, but I'm also never a tourist in LA, so I don't look at it through that excited lens. But yes, please, if you're a New York girly or whoever you are and you have thoughts on New York, share them. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so anyways, that's my New York guide. If I think of more stuff, I will share it on this podcast, just sort of like to get, this is just, you know, to get in the excited mode for my shows. Again, they'll be at Joe's Pub July 19th through 23rd. We just added a show and there's still a few tickets left for each show, but they will sell out. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. And you can get tickets at estheronice.com. Wait, I forgot one last New York recommendation, and it is, of course, a boba place. And it is called, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's X-I-N-G, maybe that's pronounced Zing, Fu, F-U, Tang. And it's on St. Mark's. And it's just like the highest tier, highest quality boba. It seems very traditional. Just, it's really good. Like, I would say I don't love getting boba all the time because it's, you know, it's a lot of sugar or whatever. But if I am going to get it, I want it to be really high quality and not just one of those like cheap places that's not that good. So this is totally qualifies. I would say the LA version of that for me is this place called, well, Din Tai Fung is like one of my favorite restaurants, but they make really good boba. And they have lychee flavor, which this place in New York doesn't, but I really trust their menu and you can't go wrong. Anyway. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being my friend. I appreciate you. I hope to see you in New York this summer I hope you enjoy these New York recs and I hope you tell me what you think of them and give me better ideas and, you know, but also I can't wait for you guys to try these things and be like, oh my God, wait, Esther really knows her shit. Cause I'm really proud of myself, on that kind of a, like, I believe in myself and my recommendations. So it is an honor to share them with you. If you are weird and niche enough of a person to click and listen to this podcast, you fucking deserve these recs. So thank you for being here and I will see you guys next week.